This audio is a tribute to GWA and all the amazing posters and audios that are on GWA and that I have loved and come to. I already know it's going to be hard to make that audio because I've tried doing it once already. And midway through it, I gave up and just wanted to come over and over again. And that's what I did. But I'm going to try my best to be articulate and not just give in to the need of coming too much. So for that purpose, I haven't touched myself yet, and I'm going to start now. Of course, I'm dripping wet. Oh, actually, I want to fuck myself. So let me get my toy out. Okay. I love that first penetration, feeling my pussy stretch around my toy. Okay, let me focus. So it all started 6-7 years ago when I discovered an app, a reading app, and I started reading erotica stories on it. I loved it. It was amateur stories of all kinds, from one shots to full stories. And what was very interesting about it was that you could comment after a chapter or even in the story. And the writer could insert pictures or GIFs. And I didn't know where they came from, but one day someone asked and commented on one of those pictures, asking for recommendations for apps or websites that have that kind of porn and that kind of erotica. And someone suggested Tumblr. So, of course, I immediately went to download it. What I discovered and loved about it was all the amateur videos or audios or pictures. And I would find so many amateur stuff. I just loved it. I love that. I love the amateur real side of erotica. And it was great, great inspiration. And until then, I had only read Dirty Talk, and it's on Tumblr that I heard it in English. I mean, outside of porn, obviously. But porn doesn't count. So I would say that I heard like real Dirty Talk on Tumblr in English for the first time. Just guys recording themselves or filming their jerk off session and talking at the same time. And that was my favorite. I remember that at one point, that was all I was looking for. That was all I wanted to see. Just a guy jerking off from his point of view. Oh, fuck. While moaning and talking dirty. I'm getting close. I need to back off. I also was reading erotic stories on Tumblr, and I noticed that some of them were reposts from another website, and that website was Literotica. I think most of you know that website. So I gave it a try. I was very curious and discovered a mine of erotic stories. And good ones too. So I kind of let Tumblr go and exclusively read on Literotica. I think around that time too, something happened on Tumblr and sexual content was kind of flagged and wiped out. So it really wasn't interesting anymore. I couldn't find anything good. So yeah, I just focused on Literotica. I was so close to coming. I'll go back to fucking myself with my toy. Can you hear that? Oh fuck. I'll let you in closer. Okay, so, yeah, Little Erotica. Oh, I had so much fun there. Oh, it would get me so turned on. Like, after a couple of hours reading, I would be so desperate to come. I would have such long sessions of coming and coming and coming. And that's what I love the most about it, how mind stimulating it was and still is. I have some favorite categories that I always go to, but one day I was reading all of them and was intrigued by one that was called text to audio. I really didn't know what it was. I really didn't know what it was, but it had audio in it and it made me curious, so I clicked on it and realized it was audios. Just dirty, erotic audios. And I fell in love and I fell hard. It was the hottest thing I had ever discovered. And after that, that was probably the only thing I would want to go to get myself off and get myself turned on. Oh fuck. I'm getting so close now, I'm just edging. So, you can imagine how much I would listen to those audios, and that's how I came upon an amazing audio, probably one of my favorites. So, I remember, I mean, I could go and check, but I remember that it was a tribute, and it either in the title or in the description, it said that this was for all the GWA ladies. I kind of ignored that at first, but after coming and calming down, I was very intrigued and wondered what was GWA and who were those GWA ladies. So I did a quick Google search. Oh fuck. Oh, this is really hard now. I just want to come. I already know the story. I hope you appreciate all of my efforts. This is for you. I already know how great that story is and how it ends. I can do it. I can do it. So yeah, after a quick Google search, I found out that GWA stands for Gone Wild Audio, and it was a whole new world that I fell into. I got really, really hooked on GWA audios. I loved the diversity of voices, of content. I love that I can find pretty much anything I'm looking for on GWA and get off to it. So I really, really want to thank that special performer who opened my eyes and legs and pussy to GWA. And for about a year, I just listened in the dark. I used the hell out of those audios. And I also learned new stuff about me, stuff I didn't know I liked. Stuff I didn't know I wanted to try. And after that year of lurking, a friend I made on GWA convinced me to try doing audios myself. I was really curious about doing one, and here I am today. Oh. I need to come. I desperately need to come. So I'll just add that it's been a long, pleasurable, intense ride. Thank you a million times to all of you posters, performers of all genders. You should know how much you're appreciated and how important your audios are to a lot of us. Thank you for all the ramble fabs you do, all the raw sounds you share. All the amazing role plays you put out for us. Oh merci. I clenched so hard, my toy was pushed out of my pussy. Thank you, and never stop making us come.